Welcome to Tese Time, a service of the community of St Andrews and St George's West Church in Edinburgh. My name is Rosie McGee and I'm going to say a few words of introduction about Tese. This is a time of sung, spoken and silent prayer. The sung prayers are simple chants that are repeated several times over, the idea being that we get so familiar with the melody and the words that we can move from our heads to our hearts in prayer. Our chants will be led by Drew Crichton and Caitlin McGillivray, and each of you is invited to join in. Bridget Harris will be reading selected verses from Psalm 139. And after the New Testament scripture reading, there will be 1 minute of silence, which will be brought to a close by flute music played by Laura Chofi and Clara Galea. On Thursday evenings in particular, we show our appreciation for all the carers to whom we owe so much. They are there when family cannot be. They become family. So our service tonight will focus on our interlocking lives of deep connection.
With your peace. you have searched me out and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You trace my journeys and my resting places, and are acquainted with all my ways.
Alleluia.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
If I take the wings of the morning, you are there, and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea. Even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand will hold me fast.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
If I say, surely the darkness will cover me, and the light around me turn to night, darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as day. Darkness and light to you are both alike. For you yourself created my inmost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb.
Alleluia.
Our reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Listen for a word or phrase that speaks to you, and sit with those words in the minute of silence that follows. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honourable we clothe with greater honour, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect. God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honour to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honoured, all rejoice together with it. Puzzle Pieces by Lawrence Kushner. Like before the days when they used to seal jigsaw puzzles in cellophane, ensuring that all the pieces were there, everyone carries with them at least one and probably many pieces to someone else's puzzle. Sometimes they know it, sometimes they don't. And when you present your piece, which is worthless to you, to another, whether you know it or not, whether they know it or not, you are a messenger from the Most High. Each lifetime is the pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. For some there are more pieces, for others the puzzle is more difficult to assemble. Some seem to be born with nearly a completed puzzle, and so it goes, souls going this way and that, trying to assemble the myriad parts. But know this, no one has within themselves all the pieces to their puzzle. Words of St. Augustine. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, Lord Christ. Give rest to your weary ones. Bless your dying ones. Soothe your suffering ones. Shield your joyous ones, and all for your love's sake. A blessing. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, this night and always. Amen.